Da-da-da-da-da. Good evening, everybody. It's time for another episode of a couple... Bedtime Story with Thompson. And we're reading The Adventures of Robinson Crusoe by Daniel Defoe. And this is Chapter 12. What's this chapter called?
Englishmen Reach the Island.
All right. Englishmen Reach the Island. One morning, 8 days later, Robinson was awakened by Friday's calls. "Master, master," he cried, "they are come, they are come." Robinson jumped up and ran from his tent. His eyes searched the sea and came upon a boat about 3 miles out, but the boat was not coming from the mainland. "Come back, Friday," he called. "These are not the people we are expecting. We do not know if they are friends or enemies." Robinson immediately went for his spyglass and climbed the hill with it. No sooner had he reached the top than he saw a ship lying at anchor about 6 miles to the southeast. It appeared to be an English ship, and the smaller boat heading for shore was its longboat, which is a small boat carried on a merchant ship. Robinson was overjoyed at the thought of seeing a ship filled with his own countrymen, but he was worried as well, for English ships did not usually do any trading in this part of the world. There had been no storms recently to drive a ship here. So, Robinson decided to keep himself hidden until he could discover exactly why the ship had come. As the longboat neared the shore, the tide was coming in, so the sailors ran their boat up on the beach. Robinson saw 11 men on board, but 3 of them appeared to be tied hand and foot. The sailors jumped out of the boat and pulled their 3 prisoners out after them. Once on shore, they untied the men's ropes. One of the prisoners fell to his knees and appeared to be pleading with one of the sailors. The sailor pushed him back. Friday, who also had been watching through a spyglass, called out, "Oh, master, you see English man's eat prisoner just like savage man's." "No, Friday," answered Robinson. "While I do fear that they plan to murder their prisoners, you may be sure they will not eat them." Robinson stood trembling at the thought of watching 3 Englishmen being murdered. He had to try to save them. His chance came a few minutes later when 6 of the sailors ran off to explore the island. The 3 prisoners were left unguarded, except for 2 sailors drinking some rum in the longboat. But the prisoners had no place to flee, so they sat down under a tree at the edge of the woods and looked at each other in despair. Robinson and Friday had seen enough. They climbed down from the hill and began loading their shotguns, muskets, and pistols. Then they filled their pouches with extra bullets and gunpowder. Seeing that the 6 sailors had not returned and the other 2 were either asleep or drunk in the boat, Robinson and Friday headed down the hill towards the prisoners. They came up behind them quietly, and Robinson got their attention by calling softly, "Who are you, gentlemen?" The men were startled, not only by the sound of a strange voice, but by Robinson's appearance as well. He looked very fierce in his goatskin clothes and with all the weapons in his arms. The men said nothing, but seemed ready to attack him. Then Robinson spoke again. "Gentlemen, do not be surprised at the sight of me. I am a friend, and perhaps I can help you." "You must be an angel sent directly from heaven," said one of the men, "but I fear no one can help us now." Robinson smiled. "If God had sent an angel to help you," he explained, "that angel would have come better dressed. Please do not be afraid. I am an Englishman, and this is my man Friday. We have arms and ammunition, so perhaps we can help." One of the men stood up. "I was the captain of that ship anchored out there at sea," he explained. "My men staged a mutiny against me and took over my ship. At first they were going to murder me, but then they decided to set me ashore on this island with my first mate here and this other gentleman who was a passenger. We were convinced we would die here, for we never dreamed anyone lived on the island." "Well, Friday and I do, but more of that later," said Robinson, looking out towards the boat and then into the woods. "No one has noticed us yet, but we dare not take any chances. Follow me quickly." Robinson led the men deeper into the woods. When they reached a safe hidden spot, Robinson turned to the captain and asked, "Sir, if I help you escape and get your ship back, are you willing to do 2 things for me?" "I will do anything you ask, sir. My ship and I will be yours to command, and I will swear my loyalty to you for life." The other 2 men nodded in agreement. "That will be good," said Robinson. "But you must also agree that while you are on the island, you will take orders from me. And then, if we manage to recover your ship, you must promise to carry me and my man Friday back to England at no cost." "You have my word," said the captain. "Fine," said Robinson. "Now let us plan our next move against these mutineers." The captain didn't want to kill any of his men if he could help it, but he also didn't want any of them to leave the island and warn the others on the ship. Just as Robinson was about to answer him, they heard the sailors returning through the woods. Robinson gave each of his men a gun, and together they fell upon the sailors. The first two were shot dead, and the others, seeing they were in danger, begged for mercy. The captain told them that he would spare their lives if they would promise to be loyal to him and help him recover the ship. The men swore their loyalty, and the captain believed them. He spared their lives, but at Robinson's insistence, he kept them bound hand and foot. The two sailors who had been in the boat heard the shooting and ran into the woods. When they saw what had happened, they surrendered and were tied up as well. Robinson and Friday led the men back to the fortress. They put the prisoners in the cave and sat down to plan their next move. "I don't know what we can possibly do," said the captain, "for there are still 26 men on board the ship. They know very well that the punishment for mutiny is hanging, so they will fight savagely to keep from being captured." "I agree, sir," said Robinson. "They are desperate men, and for the five of us to go against 26 would be certain death for us. No, no, we must find a better way. We must surprise them in a trap." End of chapter 12. Gosh, Thompson, what's he gonna do?
I think he can trap everyone except... I think he can trap all of those bad men. Except those other men who eat people. Remember? The savages?
Yeah, that's different. They're all gone now.
Yeah. The savages thing is over. But now...
Now it's mutineers!
Yeah.
Good night.